It's Thursday, March 20, 2025.
I believe this trial was so unfair that Greenpeace is very likely to prevail on appeal.
Greenpeace ordered to pay hundreds of millions to fossil fuel company over pipeline protests.
As long as those concentrations of greenhouse gases keep increasing, as long as we keep putting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, the world will keep on warming.
UN climate report documents spiraling weather and climate impacts. Plus, China unveils EV battery breakthrough.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All of those breakthroughs and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The EPA is also going to overturn limits on soot from smokestacks and restrictions on emissions of mercury. Mercury poisoning is back, baby. Pretty soon, your horoscope's going to read, this month, Mercury is in retrograde and also in your brain.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I hear about these battery breakthroughs all the time, and then they never come to pass. You're saying this time it's for real?
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. What do you got for us today?
Well, first, a North Dakota jury on Wednesday awarded damages totaling more than $660 million to Texas-based pipeline company Energy Transfer, which had sued environmental advocacy group Greenpeace over its alleged role in protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation nearly a decade ago. The tribe said that the pipeline cut through sacred land and endangered their water supply. The company accused Greenpeace of funding and orchestrating protests that delayed the pipeline's construction, raised costs, and harmed Energy Transfer's reputation. Greenpeace has maintained that it played only a minor part in demonstrations led by the tribe and portrayed the lawsuit as an attack on First Amendment rights and an attempt to stifle oil industry critics that they say will have major consequences for advocacy and protest. Greenpeace supporter Steve Donziger said that there is a reason the fossil fuel company targeted the nonprofit.
Greenpeace really is a stand-in for the entire climate movement, the indigenous rights movement, and the right to protest in America.
So, protesting is now illegal?
It's very costly.
Apparently so.
Greenpeace vowed to appeal the verdict. The tribe is still trying to shut down the pipeline in a different lawsuit.
This will be worth watching.
In science, the World Meteorological Organization's sobering State of the Climate report this week warns that all indicators of man-made climate change have hit record levels, driven by humanity's burning of fossil fuels.
Somebody ought to protest that.
Levels of climate-warming carbon dioxide in the atmosphere hit its highest level in at least 800,000 years. Each of the past 10 years were the 10 hottest years on record since record-keeping began in the mid-1800s. The oceans set new heat records in each of the last 8 years. Global ice is declining, setting new melt records for glaciers, the Arctic, and Antarctic. The rate of sea level rise has doubled since the satellite era began, and extreme weather disasters have had deadly, devastating consequences around the world.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how is the climate?
The scientists say the world can still avoid climate catastrophe, that warming will effectively stop when humanity's CO2 emissions stop.
Or when humanity stops.
Here's WMO lead scientist Dr. John Kennedy in an interview with Asia Today.
And we bring this all together to show that it's not just one element of the climate system that's changing. It's a change that's being seen in every corner of the world, across all the different spheres.
In policy, the Trump Interior Department has suspended nearly every legal opinion issued by the Biden administration, including one that protects birds under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, one of the nation's oldest environmental laws that fined companies for accidentally killing birds through industrial activities like oil and gas drilling and wind energy production. The suspension is a win for the oil and gas industry, sparking alarm from conservationists who warn that bird populations are already plunging because of climate change and human destruction of their habitats. But there is some brighter news.
Thank you.
New statistics show that the European Union's emissions from transportation have fallen more than 5% in a single year, thanks to the rapid rollout of electric vehicles across the continent. And good news for China and Europe. Chinese EV maker BYD has unveiled new super-fast battery charging technology that it says is twice as fast as a Tesla fast charger and nearly as fast as pumping gas. BYD is already the world's biggest manufacturer of electric cars, and it says its new models will be capable of reaching 250 miles of range on a five-minute charge.
Five-minute charge?
Yep, but they're not available in the U.S.
Okay. When do they start being available here?
Ask Donald Trump.
Great. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Touch me.